Welcome back to Monday. We're full underway now, getting Monday squared away and making sure that we're providing everything that you need to get your Monday off to a great start so that you can be well prepared getting into the Christmas season, which happens day after tomorrow. I mean, Christmas, day after tomorrow. Are you ready?
Special holiday programming at WSAU starts at 2 o'clock tomorrow after Rush Limbaugh.
You, me, and Tom, we recorded a whole bunch of the Christmas classics, and we sang them as best we could, and that's what we're going to be playing all day Wednesday, right?
Yes. Walking in a Winter Wonderland, I think, came out particularly well this year.
Yeah.
Tom's voice solo on Sleigh Ride was fabulous.
Nailed it, didn't he?
You bet.
Nailed it. It was.
For those who don't know, if you saw him, you would know right away. Raymond Newport hits the low notes like no one else.
Yes, he does. Yes. I often think when I look at Raymond, go, yep, low note.
Mm-hmm.
It is time for us to open up the listener email bag.
We've got email from you.
Play some music.
There's lots of mail indeed. We've got email from you.
Cancel your phone.
There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
All right, here we go. Fred is our first letter this morning. By the way, if you want to send email, seth.meal@wsau.com. Fred, 50 years old, writes to us and says, hey, guys, had a great weekend. My wife and I went to see the new Hobbit movie, and then we got into a huge fight afterwards. I said I understood why women think Orlando Bloom is so attractive because he's got pretty features for a guy. Do you say these things at work, Fred?
Wait a minute. So how does that start an argument?
Well,
he is saying to his wife, I understand why you're all fluttery when he's up there. Okay.
But my wife said she doesn't find him attractive at all. I accused her of lying because, let's face it, if she doesn't find him attractive, what does she think of me?
Oh,
Fred, you really want to be an elf? Anyway, I want to know what women think. Is Orlando Bloom attractive? Am I right and my wife is wrong?
Well, wait a minute. Different people find different things attractive.
Sure. And what he's looking for is justification that he's right and his wife is wrong, and he wants us to say it so that he can go, see, guys on the radio said you're wrong.
No, no, no.
That ain't happening. Okay.
If people were all attracted to the same thing, every person involved with this morning show would be alone for all eternity.
Precisely. My personal preference... the character of Orlando Bloom, a little too effeminate. I wouldn't say that he's hot, okay? If I had to, as a man, if I had to gauge another man as being hot or not, Orlando Bloom as the elf, what's his name, Ear of Corn? I don't know what the heck his name is, Leg of Lamb, whatever it is. No, not hot.
All right, but this is the same with men. Men find different types of women more attractive.
Sure.
There's the skinny runway model type look. There's the more full figured.
Yeah.
And different people, different things.
Yeah, I mean,
sure.
If I were to be pressed, which let's not record this so that this can be used against me later, but if I were to be pressed, as far as guys, I would say Gerard Butler in 300.
Mm-hmm.
Guy was ripped. Okay. He looked good.
Sure.
The new Superman, Henry Cavill.
Right,
Cable.
Right.
Okay, good looking guy.
Some women like The Rock, some women like Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, precisely.
Right.
Yeah, you know, and I guess, there's that. So, Fred, I don't know why you're picking a fight with your wife just because she doesn't say he's attractive.
Fred, the problem is you. You're picking a fight over something stupid.
Yeah, thank you. That's exactly right. So, Fred, shut up. Shut your pie hole. It's Christmas. As SpongeBob SquarePants put it, don't be a jerk. It's Christmas. All right, the next one comes to us from Henry. Henry's 32 years old. He says, my sister has been dating a new guy for about 6 months. When he came by the house to pick her up, when they were getting ready to go out, they were going to fly off to go somewhere for a holiday. He says, I'm really protective of my sister, so I intentionally annoy guys that she dates just to see how far I can push them. I want to make sure she's not dating.
What is this? We set aside the jerk letters for the same day?
Yeah, well, I didn't. I just grabbed a handful, and here we go. I want to make sure she's not dating pushovers or guys who can't take a joke. So for a few days, I terrorize this guy. I think he might now even be afraid of me.
There's no problem. Your sister is going to kill you. It's all taken care of. You don't need our advice.
Well, first of all, he's 32 years old.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't say how old the sister is. Mm-hmm. And, dude, if she's, you know, in her 20s or so, you need to back the way off.
His sister's going to bring him a special Christmas pie made just for him.
Mm-hmm.
That's laced with chemicals or poison or whatever.
Did you see the movie The Help?
No. She actually wants to kill him instead of embarrass him. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. If I were you, try not to eat anything she makes.
Right.
Henry, that's not a good idea. Don't do that. You're being antagonistic. Now, joking around with the guy to test his personality a little bit and see if he's a good guy, that's one thing. But don't antagonize, because all he's going to do is take it out on your sister.
How are you going to feel if your sister says, you know, I really liked that guy that I was dating, and he's not with me anymore because he thought that we might be a good match and everything, and that we had a future together. But he said, you know, like, if we ever get married, it really is that I'm marrying your family and you're marrying my family, and I can't stand your family.
And your brother's a jerk. All right, here's one
more.
That's
really a nasty thing to do.
It is. Wow. It's very wrong. Don't do that. Don't do that. All right, here we go. Last one comes to us from Bethany. Bethany's 24 years old. This is an interesting one. She says, gentlemen, I met a guy in a yoga class about a month ago, and we've gone on a few dates. He's extremely handsome.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about school, and he told me something. Mm-hmm. He said he paid for most of his 4 years of college by stripping. He paid for college by stripping. He's super attractive, smart and everything, but I don't know.
So he's part of the all ladies review, the Hunter's Weekend, men are up at the cabin thing.
He is Magic Mike. All right, so there's something about him being a male stripper, former male stripper, that bothers me. Should I keep dating a guy who would do this kind of thing for money, or should I move on? All right, this is interesting. This comes down to, and correct me if I'm wrong, this comes down to morals, okay? Are you morally objectionable to a stripper? Do you find it inappropriate and objectionable that a woman takes off her clothes, dances around for a guy, and is the converse true? A guy that takes off his clothes and dances around for a woman. Is it morally objectionable? That's right. The question.
I've got a religious answer to that, and I've got a practical answer to that.
Okay.
As a religious answer, I personally could not be with someone who thinks that's okay.
Right.
I just couldn't.
Okay.
And from what I understand of most people like that, there's a psychological issue there when someone is so numb to exposing or exhibiting themselves like that, that there's something that's missing in their life that makes them not a whole person in the way that other people are.
Yeah.
I would think that'd be a very challenging relationship.
I think you're probably right. I think, first of all, on a moralistic and a faith-based issue, humility, that kind of thing, that's immoral. And so if you find that to be objectionable, that's going to be a stumbling block for you throughout the relationship. That means that you're not relating to somebody that's equal to you and that doesn't view things the same way. That's going to be a clash over a lot of other things in the future. And yes, the emotional aspect, what was it that it was in him that thought, oh, this is a good idea? There's other ways to pay for college than, you know, shaking your booty in women's faces.
I would also want to know if let's imagine this person has none of the moral problems with that.
Sure.
As a practical matter, I would want to know, what did these, quote, performances entail? Because there are people who perform and are not touched by the customers.
Mm-hmm. And then there are some that are
touched
a lot.
They do their dance, and then they do their show. And then there are some who, to put it frankly, are gigolos.
Yeah.
That they
Fred
perform,
Garvin,
and then
gigolo.
Other services are provided.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how you could be with someone if the other services were part of it.
Yeah. You were a gigolo one time, weren't you? WSAU, we'll be right back.
video game this holiday season. Introducing Call of Duty Mall Parking Lot. Maneuver through life or death situations. Your objective, to get a parking place close to the door.
Roger, see your Victor at 0925. Green Chevy Nova with two fat guys in it taking up two spaces near the food court.
Fire.
Yeah, Central Command, I got a code 9. A woman loaded her stuff in the back of her SUV, and now she is sitting with her reverse lights on, talking on her iPhone.
Fire.
But hurry, time is critical.
Attention all units, they're pulling down the chain curtain at JCPenney. We gotta move and move now.
Call of Duty Mall Parking Lot. Play it now at a mall near you.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention baseball?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.